Here are three short questions that are commonly asked regarding the issues and the content contained in Chapter 7. Here is the first question. All this sounds good, but you don't know my boss. He is a control freak and is threatened by competent people around him. My situation is so different. My answer, yes, every situation is unique and different in some way. But in another sense, at bottom, challenges and problems are very similar. The key does not lie in the circumstance, it lies in the space between stimulus and response. That is, in the circumstances and your response to it. This is where your freedom to choose belongs. If you use this freedom wisely and base your choices on principles, not only will your freedom to choose increase in size, but you will also develop an internal source of personal security, so that your life will no longer be a function of the weaknesses of others. You will no longer disempower yourself and empower their weaknesses to continue to mess your life up. You may do a cost-benefit analysis and decide to do something different or go somewhere else. Or you may simply decide to rely on the pragmatics of the marketplace and trim tab a larger circle of influence until you become indispensable to and ultimately even the leader of your boss. You have to use all four intelligences so you can be both creative and inspired. You also need to work inside your own circle of influence, but outside your job. You need to exercise a great deal of initiative and volunteerism in understanding unmet needs and unsolved problems so that you can exercise the appropriate level of initiative. You also need to do your own job superbly so as to merit the confidence of others, surveying other fields while cultivating well your own. Remember, ethos or credibility first, pathos or empathy second, and logos, logic, third. Another question. Realistically, how can a person become the leader of their boss? My answer is simple. Become a light, not a judge. Again, become a light, not a judge. In other words, be a model, not a critic. Go to work inside your own circle of influence so that your moral authority is developed and expanded and you have credibility. Then courageously take initiative to make good things happen. Empathize with your boss's world, concerns, purposes, and mindset. Empathize also with the culture and the market, and then take these initiatives. Remember again, no bad-mouthing. Be patient and persistent, and you will grow in influence. The pragmatics of results will convert the cynics. This is leadership, a choice, remember, not a position. Third and last question. You often say that it is easier to get forgiveness than permission. But then sometimes, if you do take a little initiative based on that idea, you get reprimanded severely or even fired. My response is, keep investing in your personal and professional development and in your power to produce solutions to problems, and you will always have a source of economic security. You see, your security does not come from your job or from the patronage of other people. It comes from your ability to meet needs and solve problems. Keep investing in those abilities, and you will have endless opportunities. Also, pick your battles very carefully. Don't take initiative that is way outside your circle of influence. Instead, work outside your job, but inside your circle of influence. Don't drown in puddles of unimportant things. Then take initiative in the form of well-thought-out, thorough analysis and recommendations, and you will inevitably find your circle of influence getting larger and larger.